Two-wheeling it in 2022. E-bikes, scooters, and mopeds are no longer just pandemic-era fads. By John R. Quain. It's no longer just a pandemic fad. E-bikes are here to stay, and stay in a big way, as evidenced at the CES in January. Not only were there e-bikes of every shape and size introduced, everything from sleek road bikes and 007-style snow bikes to understated e-scooters and electric motorcycles. But also, for the first time, the Las Vegas show had a dedicated e-mobility experience testing area outside for bikes and e-scooters. So, not surprisingly, there was a slew of new e-bike e-mobility introductions around the 65,000 square foot test track at CES 2022. Mainstream bicycle brand Giant, for example, introduced a commuter model aimed at new riders or those returning to two wheels after a hiatus. In the group's momentum line, the new Voya E-Plus weighs just 40 pounds, a lightweight considering that e-bikes typically weigh 55 to 70 pounds. Voya E-Plus models will start at $2,300 and feature batteries that run cooler, have a longer life cycle, and are wrapped in fireproof gel, the company said. Making the battery safe is a big thing for us, said Matthew Smith, e-bike business manager for Giant in the U.S., and we're one of the few companies that don't compete with our retailers. Smith underscored in an interview with Dealerscope, many of the newer e-bike companies sell directly to consumers. Aventon, for example, sells through dealers as well as directly online to customers. At CES, Aventon introduced a budget-oriented commuter bike, the Solterra, designed to be simple and easy to maintain. A basic, single-speed model starts at $1,299. The Solterra has both pedal assist and full throttle modes, with a top speed of 20 miles per hour. Interestingly, at least one e-bike and e-scooter sharing company made moves at CES to enter the retail space. Santa Monica, California-based Bird, known best for its e-scooters and pepper some urban sidewalks, announced new models for consumers to purchase in both bike and scooter categories. The pedal assist Bird bike offers a 50-mile range and a $2,299 price tag. And for minimal maintenance, the e-bikes feature a rear hub motor and Gates carbon fiber belt drive rather than the traditional chain and derailleur combination. In addition, Bird vowed a non-electric scooter for kids, the three-wheeled Birdie Glow for $99. For adults, the company added an e-scooter, the Bird Flex, for $599. Both models will be available at Target or from the company's online store. Advances in e-bike systems also promise more new products to come later this year. Bosch E-Bike Systems, one of the major e-bike technology suppliers to companies such as Trek and Gazelle, received its CES 2022 Innovation Award for its new connected e-bike package. It includes a mid-drive motor, battery, and controller, all connected via Bluetooth from an e-bike Flow app. The app means bike makers can offer new digital features such as an automatic activity tracking and personalized riding modes, so it is able to evolve after the purchase, said Claudia Wasco, general manager of Bosch e-bikes, in an interview with Dealerscope. We can add new services and new updates over the air. Wasco said that connectivity for e-bikes is a megatrend that will continue to transform e-bikes. Next year, she anticipates built-in anti-theft systems and additional safety features will be added. For example, bigger and badder. E-bikes are also evolving into bigger and more varied designs. Stockholm, Sweden-based Kaig, for example, debuted its line of work electric motorbikes. Among models coming in the spring is the company's Mecha smart electric moped that does 28 miles per hour and starts at $3,800. The company offers a welter of options for cargo and even trailers for its e-bikes, as well as new functions for its RideKaig software. The program works with a Kaig Connect module to deliver real-time riding information, anti-theft features, and fleet management software for business owners. At the other end of the spectrum, for pure fun, there was the Moonbike from Annecy, France. The French startup introduced what looks like something from a James Bond movie, a ski and tractor tread equipped bike for snow-covered mountain excursions. Aimed at backcountry adventurers, the Moon Bike starts at $8,500 and has a top speed of 28 miles per hour. It can climb a 40% grade and will run for about an hour and a half on a single battery charge. In the Vespa style category, Segway, yes, that Segway, introduced two new e-scooters at CES, the P100S and the P60. Both models feature more advanced elements to make them more roadworthy, including turn signals, wider tires, and wider footboards. Segway already has an e-moped C80 electric bike on the market for about $2,200. With a top speed of 20 miles per hour, it doesn't require riders to have a license. Naturally, the electrification of two-wheeled bike vehicles extends all the way up to exotic electric motorcycles. The banana yellow Daemon Hyperfighter Colossus drew plenty of stares at CES. The eccentric electric motorcycle has a range of 146 miles and does 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, with a hair-raising top speed of 170 miles per hour. Although the bike sounds expensive at $35,000, it offers outstanding thrills and performance for a fraction of the price of a Tesla S. Indeed, the variety of e-bikes associated and associated electric modes of transportation at CES demonstrated that there is a lot of room for future innovation and growth. Giant Smith also underlined the fact that it's still a largely untapped market, where consumer electronic retailers can help get new customers into the market, supplying expertise and accessories. "We're in the Atari and Commodore 64 era of e-bikes," said Smith, "and we're nowhere near the iPhone era, but we're getting there very quickly."